I have Sean Jammy with me. He's here from Community Active Patrol, you know as CAP. He's here to talk to you about what can you do during this festive season to safeguard your home if you're going away. Sean, thanks so much for coming into the studio and chatting to us.
My pleasure. How's it, Paul?
I'm good. This is my first week on the job. It's super exciting. Is this your first interview of the day?
It's my first interview of the day.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're both nervous. I feel good. Much better now. So, criminals, an opportunistic lot. This is a time of year where we know that crime tends to spike. There's the festive season goes hand in hand with an increased risk of house breakings. So, what can you tell us and the listeners? What can we do to make ourselves safer?
Well, I think there's two scenarios. Number one, if you're lucky enough to be going away. And how you secure your property while you're away, and of course how you secure yourselves while you're away as well. And then the second scenario is while you're at home and hopefully taking some time out and relaxing, and what you can do to secure yourself and your family.
So whether you're on vacation or staycation, but the primary focus is on keeping you and your family safe.
Absolutely.
and your house and your belongings.
Absolutely. So if you're going away, I think the key is to try and make sure that your security system is more resilient and more reliable than if you were home. The last thing you want is an unreliable security system that's at best bothering the neighbors and at worst just not working and potentially posing a risk not only to your property but the properties around you. So the idea would be to try and make sure that things are as reliable as possible.
So what you don't want, if I'm reading correctly, is you don't want to be that house where the alarm is going off every 5 minutes and everyone's annoyed, and even the most half-deaf burglar two blocks down knows that this alarm system's been crying wolf. So what does that mean? Does that mean a maintenance check or speaking to your supplier and making sure that your pre-settings are in place?
It means exactly that. So it means making sure your system is maintained. It means making sure that if your system hasn't been sorted out, if you've got that troublesome passive that keeps on false alarming every time you go out for a Sunday, for example, bypass it before you leave. In fact, you know, bypass the majority of passives that aren't protecting the property, the inside of the property. Remember, while you're in your house, the main emphasis is on securing you and therefore trying to detect any unwanted behavior, any criminal behavior as far away from the boundaries of your home as possible. When you're out of your home, the difference is that you're protecting your home itself and the items inside. So one can deactivate outdoor passives that may be near moving bushes. Trim your foliage away from electric fences. There are bound to be a few storms over the December-January period. Make sure that falling branches, etc., don't disable your alarm or your electric fence. And remember, it's not just the blaring alarm. It's the fact that the alarm will stop working over a period of time. You want it to stay working, and you want to make sure that your armed response company, whether it's CAP or not, knows to respond and respond correctly. And I think, you know, that's where having access and making sure that you give someone access is really important as well.
Right. So this is a time of high crime. So don't only be annoying and don't wear out your own batteries, but it's a two-way street with your security service provider so that they're not called out for false calls at the time when their resources are being stretched.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially with the storms, I think just to carry on with what I was saying, make sure that you update your security service provider with who has keys to your home. Obviously, make sure you leave someone with keys to your home. And give everyone the option of letting it succeed. So your neighbors are crucial in this whole chain. You know, make sure your neighbors know who's got keys to your home. And I think this is where the idea of community comes in. Let's look after each other. Crime isn't necessarily that much higher this time of year, but the risk changes. I think you're spot on. There's much more opportunistic crime. There's people looking for opportunities, people who have turned to crime who may not be career criminals and may not be threats during the year. So make sure your alarm system works, make sure your electric fence foliage is trimmed, and make sure that someone has keys to your property, your armed response company can get on you to your property, and your neighbors in the community around you are in contact with you as well. I think those are pretty much the five golden rules that we've tried to get across in our communication leading up to this festive season.
So if you haven't made friends, make it a New Year's resolution to make friends. It's not just nice to be neighborly. You actually might reduce your – you will reduce your security risk considerably. We're in studio. I'm in studio with Sean Jammy from CAP. Sean, before the break, we talked about how do you keep your belongings safe? How do you keep yourself safe at home? So your house, whether you're in it, like we are at the moment, having a staycation this December, or whether you've gone away and the house stays because obviously it doesn't come with you, how do you secure it? How do you make sure that you reduce risk to manageable levels? But there's also the issue of how do you keep yourself safe when you're on holiday? Because you're off, you've worked hard the whole year, you're looking forward to a wonderful break, and maybe you notice cautious or your guard's down or you're in an unfamiliar situation, and you're not expecting crime while you're on holiday, are you? But it still happens.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, just remember, we're taking the most precious things. We're taking our families along with us, and keeping our families and us safe is the most important thing that we can be doing. Depending on if you're driving or not and where you're going, there's different precautions that one needs to take. Make sure your car's safe. Make sure that you're awake. Make sure that when you travel, you understand how to send your location and you have access to some sort of emergency services. Here in the northeast suburbs of Johannesburg, we've hopefully all got CAP's number on our cell phones and we can summon assistance whenever we need it. Remember, when you're a few hours out of Johannesburg on the way to the Cape, you're not going to have CAP a minute or two away. So just make sure that you have access to emergency services, make sure your car's safe, and make sure that you're in good shape to be driving.
Okay, so if you're an AA member, okay, you don't have CAP, but if you're an AA member, you could be a paid-up member. Make sure the car's been serviced recently and roadworthy. And as you said, make sure as the driver, or if you're sharing the driving, that you're in good shape. And I guess know how to change a tire and how to drop a pin from your cell phone if you get stranded.
Yeah, and then when you arrive at your destination, when you're plotting routes between you know, outings or events, wherever you're going from the airport to the hotel, once again, understand where you're going, understand your routing. Little things like make sure that your cell phone has a mount in it, make sure that you can charge it, and please, you know, we've all got the tendency to try and be connected as much as possible. Stay away from SMSing and driving or texting and driving. It's very easy when you're in a foreign city to just lose focus for that fraction of a second, and accidents can happen. And of course, when you're at your destination, remember that the same security measures that you take here, one should take there. Don't let people you don't know into your safe area. Look after yourself. Be vigilant. Create an alert if you don't feel safe. If you're walking somewhere and you don't feel safe, know how to create an alert. All of these things can make the difference between you enjoying your holiday and feeling safe and some sort of potential disaster.
Okay, some sobering thoughts, Sean Jammy. But it's important that we enjoy our holidays to the full extent and to the greatest of our ability, and make sure that they don't end in an unfortunate way. One question I wanted to ask you before you go: it is the festive season. There is sometimes a tendency when it comes to service industries that if people who enjoy CAP's services or who benefit from what you do, whether they're paid up members or not, if they want to give a donation or a gratuity to CAP staff as a kind of a Christmas bonus, are there any do's and don'ts on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, Paul, thanks for bringing that up. We are in the last couple of days of collecting our year-end gift for our staff. All of our staff receive a bonus in the course of their work, but the tactical team is working over the festive season. They're providing for their families as well, and we're encouraging all residents of CAP World to visit www.capgroup.org.za and click on a donate button to top up a gift to them at the end of the year. It would be much appreciated if anyone who's in a position to do that would.
Well, if you're listening here on Chai FM and you have enjoyed, and I have personally, if you've enjoyed the benefit of CAP's excellent and professional service through the year, if you've had one of the double cabs follow you home, maybe walking home from Shabbos or just helping with roadside assistance. I've had both of those things, by the way, so talking from personal assistance. Please visit the website and click on the donate button and consider supporting this very important community service. Sean Jammy, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
And yeah, enjoy your holiday if you're going away. We'll be chatting to you after some ads.